and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast, episode 49, I believe. I am your host. Well, I never know exactly which number it is. I just kind of guess, but I'm pretty sure, usually.
It's 7 squared.
Yes. Anyway, I'm Ben Heckendorn, and math boy over here is Jason Jones.
Hello. I am here again.
Yes.
I escaped from the possum suit so I could speak to you all wonderful people today.
Yes, the big news is we are done filming Possumus Man 2.
A.K.A. Possumus Woman, take a drink.
Yes. Yeah, we finished the last few shots that I wanted on Sunday, and now it's done filming, so I just had to finish editing. But it's mostly edited already, so mostly it's about finishing the last special effects and getting sound effects in. That's a big thing.
And it's a hell of a film. Just you all wait.
Well, a lot of it is just complete bullshit.
Well, of course.
We're just going to come right out and tell you that.
Sometimes you need bullshit, though, like that Wanted movie or Mamma Mia. They're both a lot of fun, but they're pretty much bullshit all the way through. But it was entertaining bullshit, so it's all right.
Well, I think if a movie knows it's bullshit, that's all right.
Yeah.
Makes, I mean, a big, like, at difference. The end of Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we all went and saw Mamma Mia last week.
Yes!
Dale had oral surgery.
Yep.
And he was on oxycodone or oxycontin or whatever the kids call it these days. And he was feeling bad, and I called him up. I'm like, I know it would make you feel better. Because I knew he wanted to see Mamma Mia, and I'm surprised he hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's go see Mamma Mia. And he's like, yeah! So we all went and saw it.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I admit that I like ABBA music, so yeah, it was interesting.
I like more ABBA music now than I did before I saw it. I didn't really know that much ABBA music, though, so. But I like that Money, 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 Money song.
Ah, yes.
It's my favorite part in the movie. It's a good time.
Yes, that scene was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it was nice to see Meryl Streep, like, have fun for a change, because usually she's all serious in movies, so it looked like she was just having a blast and just went for it.
Yeah, this movie, she's, like, just running around going nuts. How did we get on that subject?
Because Possumus Woman is full of bullshit.
Oh, and yes.
So I was like, well,
then, yeah,
Wanted
so
and Mamma Mia are as well.
Yeah, I didn't see Wanted yet, but I'm sure one of you will have it on video.
Yeah, it has rat bombs in it, so I mean, right there, you know, it's just completely ridiculous.
Well,
but it embraces
our movie
it.
Has logs with spikes drilled into that that's on fire attacking the possum. And cat food and...
Yep. Spam.
Oh, lots of spam. Yeah. Don't expect Shakespeare, but it should be entertaining, so...
Yes.
And lots of fire at the end, although not as much as I wanted.
Yeah. Well, we stepped it up this weekend a little bit, at least, so...
Yeah, but I had that tank of gas that I bought, and we only used about a gallon of it, so the rest... I put back in my car.
Well, yes, you know, you saved the world that
just
way.
Just like Mad Max. but well, yeah,
we,
so...
Yeah, we had a lot of fun making it, so... That's
yeah,
what
there
counts,
were only a couple occasions where it was shitty, which is a lot better than Port Washington, which was usually pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, by and large, everything went really smoothly, and we were lucky it hardly rained all summer here. I mean...
Yeah.
Literally, when it rained, the other day, it was that Friday that it rained, I'd actually forgotten how to turn on my windshield wipers in my car.
It's been
it
quite
took, well,
a while.
It took me like 3 seconds. I'm like, do I push this lever or turn this lever? You know?
Yeah. Well, see, and when it rained this weekend, even though we planned to film Friday night and we couldn't, it was actually beneficial that it rained since we were going to be like playing with fire this weekend anyways, so that way the ground was a little damp.
Lighting all sorts of stuff on fire and filming it.
Yeah, otherwise it was usually like blue skies and no problems.
Actually, I remember the last time it did rain was the night we filmed the fight inside the barn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And of course, it was the Richland Center Star Spangled Celebration, so of course it rained. But That was the last time it rained, actually, except for, like, maybe late at night in the morning. So that, God, that's, like, what, 2 months almost? Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I think Mother Nature blew her wad last winter.
Yeah.
Because we had so much snow, and then, like, in May,
and
we
the
had a
spring
bunch of
or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
When we had all the flooding.
But, you know, if it helps us have clear filming days. Well, and that Saturday, too. The Saturday after we filmed the barn scene, there was some rain, but we were able to shoot around it.
Yeah.
And we got all our shots for the day. But, yeah, I don't know. So that's kind of the big news around here. We haven't had a wrap party yet, and considering we all have parties for any possible reason.
We obviously have to have one for that as well. But
yes, yes.
This will probably be the thing we won't have one for, just because it's like an obvious thing to have.
Well,
one for,
Mike seemed interested in the idea, so I'll let him do it.
Cool.
Kind of like showing the movie. I really don't care. You guys can take that away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to do it for the people that were in the movie. That's why I want to show it, because they've expressed interest.
I understand, but I have to finish the movie for the people who are in the movie, so...
I know.
We all have our thing.
Exactly.
Yes. So, well, like last night when we were playing Rock Band, and Tim was like, stop working on the movie, come play Rock Band. And I'm like, you want to see the movie, don't you? Because I've got so much stuff to do these days.
Yeah.
Pretty much have to do the movie at night. Like, it's, I don't know. That's all right, though.
It's getting there.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly edited. It just needs... Editing needs to be fine-tuned, and then sound effects revision, basically. And I'm not really going to worry about, like, color timing and crap. I mean, who cares? It's a giant possum movie. That's got to be a t-shirt. We've said that so many times.
Yeah.
Anytime there's any sort of, like, it's like, oh, you sure about this? Or, oh, this tie doesn't match. Or, I don't think I was wearing these shoes in the last scene. Who cares? It's a giant possum movie. All right. Well, okay, we're actually not going to talk about the movie for the whole podcast to give you guys a break from last time.
Believe it or not.
Well, I kind of have a couple topics. I was thinking of them the other day. Of course, we all were playing Castle Crashers last week because it came out on the Xbox. And a couple weeks before that, I bought Braid. And it kind of got me thinking about video game difficulty, price, and length. And I think kind of some interesting things have happened over the years regarding that. So I'd like to talk about that.
Yeah.
Kind of like the value versus price versus how long the game is. The perceptions have changed a lot from, you know, like the Super Nintendo days. I know that was, 17 years ago or 16 years ago, but, you know, even back then a brand new game would cost $50.
Yeah.
Oh, non-inflation adjusted, so, yeah, we'll discuss. The other topic I want to talk about, it seems like we've talked about this a lot, but... You know, Dale and I were, like, bouncing back some emails talking about this Ghostbusters 3 they're talking about.
Ugh.
And so I want to talk about how the success of Indiana Jones 4 and The Dark Knight are probably the two worst things that have happened to Hollywood lately, or going to be, you know, in the years ahead.
And Iron Man, to a lesser extent.
Why?
Well, it was a superhero movie that made a shit ton of money. Dark Knight was a superhero movie that made a shit ton of money.
Well, it made, like, a super shit ton load of money.
I know, but...
Even though Iron Man pissed all over it.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Dark Knight is full of, like, things that aren't that good. Like, why does Harvey Dent shoot the driver of the car while he's in it? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I know. That was something I brought up first, actually. But... I mean, it's got stuff like that in it, but I don't know. I didn't think Iron Man was a perfect movie by any means. I don't jack off over soldering, so, you know.
Maybe if Robert Downey Jr. would have died, then it would have made more money. But, I mean, Hollywood was already making too many reboots and sequels before, and now it's just going to get horrifically worse.
But, like, Iron Man, too, like, my thing with Iron Man is that Iron Man's not, like, one of the top-tier superheroes. But yet they made an Iron Man movie and it made a shitload of money. So now they're going to go mining the depths for, you know, like all these other characters like, you know, second and third tier comic book characters thinking they can get another, you know, $300 million magic bullet out of it. they've already tried that for a few years with, like, Daredevil and Elektra and Ghost Rider and stuff like that, but will just, you know, encourage them to continue.
Right, but I don't really know that much about comic books because I'm 32 years old, but I would think that Iron Man had a lot of things going for it that made it interesting and different, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, it was the obligatory billionaire who wants to do stuff, but the characters and stuff made it a lot more interesting than, you know, if they pull out, like, a Green Lantern or whatever they want to make, or Captain America, or... Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm still surprised Captain America has not been made, especially after all the September 11th stuff, you know, and throwing America's name on everything.
They won't do it now, though, because America is evil, remember?
Yeah, but it is interesting. You know, you watch TV and everything's got America in the title. And
oh, like American Pie, American Beauty, Idol. American Idol, America's Next Top Model.
Yeah. Ugh.
Okay, well, yeah, so those are the things we're going to kind of talk about. I mean, yeah, as you can see, we have interest in movies, and, you know, I've had people ask me before, why don't you talk about your own projects on your podcast? And the answer is because I don't want to.
And
because
that's all that, like, when you get interviewed, that's when you talk about that stuff.
Exactly. Well, I am trying to, I'm still modding the Access controller to make a 360 version for product review, which is very strange. I'm actually going to post the instructions on how to mod it on my website here pretty soon. I believe the ship date is the 23rd of September. So they're coming.
So that's like a new first for Ben, is he gets to, like, hack his own design and own product.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Okay, well, before we move on to our main topics, I do want to say we are planning to, like, kind of restructure the podcast and stuff and start doing intros again, although it's entirely possible we won't really be able to do intros until, like, November, once I've finished with Possumus Man and can free up some time. I do want to do Mario Begins
and, of course,
a few other ideas.
Which I guess we should have had that one on this podcast, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and what was it, Christian Bale in Batman Dark Knight? He's always like, I am Batman! He's like, to act like he was, like, some sort of, like, you know, had, like, some sort of anger management issue and was taking a really tough dump at the same time.
Well, I think he does that just so his voice is different from Bruce Wayne. Because he did that in the first movie, but it just wasn't as much. And in this one, it worked until that scene with the Joker at the end where, like, they're having a conversation almost, and it, you know, it did almost become kind of laughable at that point.
Yeah.
Because usually he's just like, you know, where are the drugs? Or something like that, you know? And
or
then,
like in the first movie where he's like, swear to me! I mean, you know, that fits.
Yeah.
But, right.
Where is he?
Okay.
And Batman Begins is the best superhero movie of all time, so there you go.
No.
Screw Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 pisses all over Batman Begins.
Ugh. Spider-Man 2 is really good till the final 20 minutes, and then it falls apart.
Oh, like Batman Begins doesn't?
No, it doesn't, actually.
No! Lame. They've got this machine that vaporizes all air, but apparently it's only going to affect the water supply. It's not going to affect...
It didn't vaporize air, it vaporized water.
Right, but aren't people made of water? Won't they be affected by that?
Apparently not. Maybe there's something special about human skin.
And then Commissioner Gordon jumps in the Batmobile and automatically knows how to drive it.
Well, of course he does. It's a superhero movie.
Oh! Anyway, gaming news. Fucking Batman.
It's just like Iron Man knew how to use his suit. Perfectly.
What? You mean Jeff Bridges?
Yeah. Well, whatever his name was in it. Who was he?
Wasn't like Obadiah or Jebediah Stone or something like that?
Yeah, but then he had some special name, like for the character he becomes in it. It's some name.
Oh, Ironmonger.
There you go.
That movie comes out this month, doesn't it? I'm going to freaking buy that movie on Blu-ray and watch it 100 times.
Oh, no.
I still want Spider-Man 2 on Blu-ray, damn it. I don't have enough copies of it. I only have 2 copies.
You just got to buy that box set.
Ugh.
since Sony's lame and that's the only way you can get it right now is in the Spider-Man trilogy collection or whatever the heck it is.
I just thought, I don't know, I really liked Iron Man because even though it was like a ridiculous movie, you know, superhero movie, a lot of it was like based in reality, you know, like Jeff Bridges has his company make that giant suit, but then they don't have a way to power it, which is, that's what would be the problem.
Yeah.
And then, of course, well, he actually kills people, too,
which was nice to see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, it was a good movie. I liked it quite a bit. But, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get on to the superhero and Hollywood's lack of creativity later on. And then, yeah, and then you and Dale were coming up with ideas for Ghostbusters 3, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Yes.
Okay, so gaming news. If we couldn't stop arguing about superhero movies for a few minutes...
God, I think the only thing I can think of for gaming news is that Microsoft, what was it, last Wednesday or Thursday, they dropped the price on all of the 360 SKUs, so like the arcade unit's $199 now, the 60 gig is $299, and then the Elite is at $399. So, now, of the next-gen consoles, Microsoft has the cheapest one.
But they already did. The Wii is not a next-gen console, compared to anyone says.
Well, I know, but, you know. In the media, the three are all considered next-gen, so, you know. Now they've got one that's like $50 under the Wii.
Well, that system's been out for 3 years. I mean, I guess it makes sense that they'd have a price drop.
Well, they usually say, like, a big moment in any console's life is when it gets under $200. Like, when it gets down to that $199... dollar figure, so it'll be interesting to see how the sales go this holiday.
And you know, that's kind of that's an interesting point, which, you know, if we don't have any other gaming news, we could like segue right into our first topic, like the cost of these systems. Well, okay, let me just, before we get onto that, games we've been playing, I've mostly been playing Castle Crashers, and I beat that Lost Via Dulmus game.
Oh yes.
Yes, the end.
Yeah, I played Castle Crashers a bit too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, I was going to say, so people are like, oh, I won't buy a game console until it's $199. And that's how much the Super Nintendo cost when it came out. And the Genesis, that was 15 years ago, and that was a lot more money 15 years ago. And all the Atari 2600 was like $250 when it came out, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like people have this expectancy that things need to be cheaper, even though they really aren't. I mean, look at, people think, oh, $60 for a game, that's a lot more than $50. Then they realize games were $50 back in, like, 1990.
Well, I think the pricing of technology kind of has conditioned people that way, because...
But the games are so much more advanced, too, and expensive. I mean...
Oh, I know, but...
I mean, I think the average video game costs, like, I don't know, like $250,000 to make back in the Nintendo days or something. I don't know what the number is. So now, the games only cost $10 more, but on average, a big game is like, you know, $8 million.
Yeah.
And then people complain if they're not long enough.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works.
I think people are kind of conditioned that way, just because, you know, you look at tech... Like, we were at Circuit City the other day, looking at those laptops. I mean, those are some nice laptops, like, beefed up. You know, $600, $700 for one of those. You know, you just see how much stuff comes down compared to what it used to be.
Well, right, but that's like something that's manufactured. You know, video games is still made by people.
Well, but we were talking about the consoles there at first.
Oh. Well, that's true.
So, I mean, I can kind of see it. I mean, it's unreasonable, but, you know, also look at the fact that, well, that person had to wait 3 years to get one now. You know, where 15 years ago, people had to... They could go out and buy a Super Nintendo day one for that price, where now they had to wait 3 years for an Xbox 360 to get down to that price point.
I guess that's a good way of putting it.
It's not like it's, you know, brand new, and they were able to suck it up for $200, so...
Well, hell, the original Nintendo, that was like, what, $100 when it came out, or something like that?
Yeah. Then they had the one with the power pad, that was like $150.
Well, I guess as far as games are concerned, yeah, look at something like Castle Crashers, and I do this a lot, like, when I'm interested in an arcade game, the first thing I look up, I don't even really care about the reviews as much as what the reviews say about the length of the game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, is this game going to be worth it? Or how long is Braid? Or such and such. Then if you think about it, it's like, it's only $15. And that's considered expensive for an Xbox Live Arcade game now, even though it's probably going to start being the norm. Like, what is Penny Arcade, like 20?
Yeah, that one was 20, and then, yeah, Braid and Castle Crashers have both been 15 now, so...
Right, but,
Well, the thing is, you look back, in the Nintendo days, you had Contra, which was a game people gladly paid $50. Probably most of our listeners out there have played Contra and probably like it on some level and think it was well worth the money. But that's a game that you can sit down and beat in... There's people that can beat it in, what, like 13 minutes? But you can, like, easily beat it in 30 to 40 minutes just playing through it like normal or whatever, you know? And that was a game we dropped $50
on. You won't beat it on your first try. You'll have to, like, try it over and over and over.
Yeah. But, I mean,
suck.
But, I mean, still, you know, it's a game that you could beat under an hour, and we paid $50 for it.
But the thing is, you can beat it under an hour once you're good at it.
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't that tough of a game.
With three lives, it was.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, I guess my point is, the games were a lot harder. It's like their difficulty is what gave them the longevity, not actually the length of the game itself.
Yeah. Like, I'd say something like Kid Icarus was highly difficult, or, like, a lot of the Mega Man games were highly difficult games, and, you know, I don't know, I never thought Contra was that tough of a game, but... Mm. But, I mean, I'm looking at it like, that was a game... Okay, let's see, even you thought, okay, it was tough to get through. Probably at the max, it would take you, like, 3 hours to get through it or something. And you dropped $50 on it. Now you've got Castle Crashers today, which is a game you can beat in, I don't know, 3 to 4 hours, let's say. And it's $15 and has a lot better replay value, I would argue, with, like, the whole leveling system and unlocking characters and stuff. But people think that $15 is too much to pay for Castle Crashers.
Do they?
But they would have had no problem dropping $50 on... Contra.
Well, I mean, do they think that's too much?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people that complain about...
I know people complain about
arcade games being over $10. Well, I think there's a lot of people that are like me, where they got this whole kind of old-school mentality, and, like, the digital download stuff is kind of tough to wrap your head around. Like, I don't think it's a bad value, but I just like having a... disc with the game on it. Like, I'm kind of old school that way.
I don't know. I kind of like the fact that I don't have to put a disc in. I can just select the game and go for it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I guess since Xbox Live will probably be around a long time, it probably won't matter, you know, but if you look at it like, well, I bought that, and then let's say 15 years from now I want to be able to play it, will I be able to? Mm. Or if you have a physical copy of something... You know, as long as your Xbox 360 is still alive, you could play it.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but I don't know. Would you really want to play Castle Crashers in 15 years?
Probably not. And it is kind of a silly argument. I mean, to some people that's important, because I know there's a lot of people that like to go back and play the old games, but I'm usually kind of a current-gen kind of guy. Like, I haven't gone back and played... Xbox games or PS2 games since the 360 came along, you know, and...
That's right, you can buy my old PS2 on eBay right now.
For a great price. Man, I'm not much of a retro gamer, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think games have just gotten easier and longer, so you get more of an experience out of it instead of just getting stuck.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, most games, if you're reasonably good at video games, you can pretty much beat any game as long as you just put, you know, eight to ten hours or whatever it is into beating it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I've actually gotten, like, stumped or stopped by a video game. I mean, or, yeah, like, that I've actually tried to beat but just couldn't. Probably the only video game that I ever tried to beat and couldn't was probably Battletoads, which is insanely difficult.
Yeah, probably the last game that was really a chore for me was Call of Duty 2 on veteran mode. But I did beat it, but it gave me a hell of a challenge. Mm-hmm. But that was one where I really had to work at it to get through it, you know, like kind of the old days and Nintendo.
Well, do you like it when games have multiple skill levels, even if you might not be able to beat the highest one?
Yeah, I like that, because I think the thing with video games, too, is nowadays, I mean, a lot of kids play them still, but I think video games, I haven't seen demographics, so I'm just pulling this out of my ass, but I would speculate that the greater percentage of video game players are people that are over the age of 18 and, you know, are in college or they're out working and just don't have the time to be able to commit to playing games endlessly because, you know, we don't get summer vacations and things like that. And so, like, for me, when I come home, I don't want to sit there and beat my head against the wall for 3 hours trying to beat this one boss. It's like I want to be able to play the game, get a bit of a challenge, and be able to move on with my life and, like, have fun doing it.
Oh, look, the new iPod Nano rips off the Zune.
Well, but I thought, well, obviously Steve Jobs had that idea first, I guess. Must be the Apple Time Machine or something. Or actually, that's right, Microsoft has the Time Machine, and they, like, go ahead in time and steal everybody's ideas or whatever.
Yes.
That's what it is, yeah.
Well, they have a Time Machine because they can print money.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Actress who plays Laura Bush says she is underrated beauty. We all know who that is.
Yes, Elizabeth Banks! She is awesome. You are not underrated, Elizabeth Banks. You are awesome.
No, I think she's talking about Laura Bush.
Oh. Eh, screw Laura Bush.
All right. wait, why am I reading the news? Oh, I guess I just wanted to see what was in the news.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, Elizabeth Banks is quite a bit younger than Laura Bush. It must be like Bush Begins.
It's just Bush, his life.
Oh, okay.
Because so there's stuff when they're
in
younger
the end,
and then
like old
it'll
and stuff.
Be... Yeah, I'm sure he'll end up being president in the movie. Because I've seen pictures where he's like at a Rangers game throwing out a pitch. So that would be like from back in the 90s when he owned the Rangers.
Oh, no. It'll end with like a hanging Chad and it'll be like teetering. And it'll be like, what will happen?
Done.
Uh-oh, it's your cell phone.
Uh-oh, it's Kenny Loggins calling. Oh. Well, we're in the middle of something. I'll call him back.
Who is it?
Job, please.
Oh. Okay, anyway, where were we?
I don't know. We were talking about how games have gotten longer but easier.
Oh, yes.
Like, you don't get stuck on games as much now. Like, I think Bioshock's a good example. Like, it's not the most difficult game in the world, but it provides a bit of challenge, at least. But it has, like, you know, the Vita chamber thing, so, like, if you die, you can, like, basically respawn right there, and you still have all your shit. Like, there's no penalty, really, for dying.
Or what about Braid, where you just go back in time?
Yeah. I thought that was a really clever mechanic in that game, though. Like, didn't waste your time, but yeah, you know, it's... Normally, you would have to go and, like, replay the level up to that point and all that, and... Now you don't have to. Yeah, I think it's just kind of a perception thing, like you were saying, where people just kind of think everything has to kind of stay a certain way, like with pricing and things. And
they expect the games to be longer and longer, but the prices should never go up.
Yeah.
See, I think some people might be like, well, games should be cheap, or I can't afford this game because gas is expensive.
Yeah.
My perception is, gas being expensive makes everything else seem cheaper. I know that sounds dumb, but...
Well, it's true, though.
I mean, you know, like, I can't even, like, fill up halfway on my tank for the cost of Castle Crashers.
Yeah. It's true, you can barely eat out for the price of Castle Crashers at some places.
Right. So, looking at it that way, it's a bargain.
Yeah. Well, that's always the trick, you gotta put shit in perspective.
Right.
Because it's like when you think about, $15, well, let's see, I could piss that away on, you know, that's like the price of a CD, you know, like a CD that's 50 minutes long.
Or a DVD that's 2 hours long that you might only watch once.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
How long is that Penny Arcade Adventures game?
Seems like I've read that's like around, like, 6 to 8 hours or something, which,
that's,
I mean, isn't
bad.
That bad, really.
Yeah, I'm still interested in that. You should buy it.
Yeah, I've been contemplating it.
I don't even like RPGs, but for some reason I found the demo interesting. I played through the demo like a couple times.
Well, it had fruit fuckers in it. I mean, how can you not get excited about that?
I didn't get into that Bionic Commando rearm, though. I just didn't care.
That seemed like crap to me.
Well, I liked the original, but this one just, I don't know.
I don't know. I just didn't care.
Oh, Mega Man 9 is coming up pretty soon. I'll buy that.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, the only Mega Man I ever really played was Mega Man 2, of course. That's probably like the one that everybody's played.
You know, speaking of game prices, I know we were just talking about this a couple days ago, but Rock Band was considered to be expensive when it came out. What was it, like $175 or $170?
For the bundle, yeah.
Right, but I bought that. And yeah, I'm the one who bought it, not my friends. Well, I know you bought it too, but
yeah.
You and my friends played it. But regardless, we got so much use out of that. It was...
Oh yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the best game values I've ever bought in my life, because I've had it for like 9 months, and I still play it like a couple times a week at least.
Mm-hmm. Even by last New Year's last year, I mean, we already played it just a shitload, and then we've played it a lot since then, and recently we've been playing it more. And
I think the DLC has a big impact with that game.
That's true, which costs you more money, but
it adds life to the game. But
or like if you look at something like Oblivion, that's a $60 game, and you could easily spend 100 hours playing that even without the downloaded content.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, like, what's the moral of the story here?
The moral of the story is when an arcade game is like 5 or 6 hours long and it only costs $15, it's still a pretty good value.
Right, because you could spend $60 on a game that's only 10 hours long or 8 hours long.
Well, hell, Call of Duty 4, you said you beat that in, what, like 6 hours? And
yes, but I have since recanted on that because there is a lot of gameplay in that if you do the multiplayer.
Yeah, but I mean, just looking at the campaign, though, I mean...
The campaign is like 5 hours long, but I don't think that's really what it was intended to do. It was intended to be a multiplayer game. I mean, look at Mike.
Lame!
He never even played the campaign. Yeah, okay, well, we're at about the 33-minute mark, so why don't we move on to our second topic, since we basically came to the conclusion that people's perceptions on price has just changed over the years, and video games are pretty good value. You know, I mean, $10 million game costs you $60. 15 years ago, a $300,000 game cost you $50. I mean, that's not bad inflation on our end.
Yeah.
The developers, you know, of course they sell more now, but... And, you know, arcade games, I don't know, like even Braid, I mean, you know, I didn't mind paying $15 for it because it was cool to support an indie developer like that.
Yeah, it was like two people that made that game, wasn't it?
Yep. And Castle Crashers was a lot of fun, and I spent like $10 on Alien Hominid, which is just insanely difficult, and I couldn't even beat it, so yeah, I could spend $15 on Castle Crashers, which was not nearly as difficult.
Yeah, I mean, of them, it's like I would take Castle Crashers over Braid. I mean, I liked Braid a lot, but its replay value is pretty non-existent, where, like, Castle Crashers at least has, you know, you can play co-op in it, you can unlock new guys, you can
fight
level them up.
Fight giant catfish.
And a big corn cob. And
I like all the nods to other games.
And
movies, because, you know, they have the... The intro splash screen is a reference to River City Ransom, of course, and and it seems like there was like references to the Turtles arcade machine.
Yeah,
I can't remember what they were off the top of my head, but
well, like one of the characters that you beat up on
the
game,
Arnold robot.
Yeah, there's the one that's like Arnold in Terminator 2, and then there's another little guy you fight along the way that has a lightsaber, and of course he's like a knight character and he's got a lightsaber.
Oh, and there's and the bad guys are beating up on villagers like in Golden Axe.
Yeah.
And then you have little guys stealing gold like in Golden Axe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that game reminded me of a lot, was kind of like a blend of Golden Axe and Turtles Arcade.
Mhm. And kind of like the squatness of the characters is like River City Ransom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I've heard the co-op or the online doesn't work very well, although Dave hasn't had any trouble with it, has he?
Yeah, he's just been doing, like, the arena battles and stuff. Oh. He hasn't actually been playing the co-op.
But, if you have friends you can play it with locally until they get that fixed, it's a lot of fun. It's totally worth it. And, it's got a good amount of gameplay. And Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to our second topic, which is Hollywood's latest trend of bullshit and how it's going to be lame in the years ahead. So, yeah, the two big things that were sucky this summer, I think, is first you had Indiana Jones 4, which was a franchise pulled from mothballs that, you know, didn't need a sequel, shouldn't have had a sequel. Nobody involved seemed to give a shit except for, you know, how many zeros were in their paycheck. And it sucked ass.
So you do think Terminator 3 started that, actually, though? Because they pulled that out of mothballs, and it was pretty successful.
It wasn't as moth... I mean,
and it was
like
a hell of a 11 film.
11 years or 12 years, was it? 12
still,
years.
Still pretty much in mothballs, I would say. I mean, it's not 19 years, but over a decade. Because then after that happened, then you had Die Hard 4, and you had, like, Rambo 87, and Rocky
yeah,
36,
true.
And, you know...
God, well, at least Terminator 3 was good.
Oh, I know. Terminator 3 is a hell of a movie, but I almost kind of think it started there, really.
That's too bad.
But Indy 4 will continue the trend.
Well, Indy 4 also made more money than any of the other movies you mentioned, so...
Yeah. Because now they're talking about another Ghostbusters movie.
Which they've been talking about for years. And yeah, the last Ghostbusters was the same age as the last Indiana Jones, which was 1989.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, well, Ghostbusters 2 wasn't very good. I mean, I'm no fan of Last Crusade. I mean, well, I just think it's... Well, now it's the second worst Indiana Jones movie, but...
yeah.
But Ghostbusters 2 is pretty much crap. Well, what's with people... You probably hate this, too, because you're like an avid prequel defender, but people that... A lot of reviews saying, like, Crystal Skull was at least better than Temple of Doom. What were those people smoking?
Ugh. I think we've talked about this before, about how Temple of Doom gets, like, undue amounts of crap. That
Temple
movie
of
kicks
Doom is
ass.
Awesome.
It's nice and dark, and it had balls and took risks.
Yeah.
Because it's like Spielberg could have played it safe and just made some, you know, rehash of Raiders, which is basically
Last Crusade.
Crusade,
yeah.
But instead, threw the balls out there and made, like, a dark... movie not involving Nazis or anything, and
yeah, it's like okay, hearts being pulled from bodies, check. Torturing kids, check. Voodoo spells, check. Blood eating snakes.
Indiana Jones becomes like possessed, check.
People burnt by lava, check.
Yeah, and it's like somehow they found villains that were even like more sinister than Nazis.
Yep,
because they got the thuggies in there, and yeah, Temple of Doom is awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, but...
And it's got Short Round in it.
Yeah, Short Round could kick Shia LaBeouf's ass.
Yes!
Then he'd break his hand again.
Short Round could bite his fingers off.
I can't wait till Hollywood realizes that Shia LaBeouf is useless. They'll find it out when Eagle Eye opens and makes $5, but they'll still think he's awesome. Because he just happens to be in all these hit movies. It has nothing to do with him. I mean, you know, allegedly women think he's hot, but allegedly they thought that about Orlando Bloom and all his starring vehicles all tanked.
Yep, he's just the new Orlando
Elizabeth Town.
Oh, no. But it's got Kirsten Dunst in it, your hero.
I'm a stewardess on the world's emptiest plane.
And I'm going to make this huge, like, scrapbook for your trip home and even fill out the parts of it where you wouldn't stop to meet me and you'd just drive home.
Now a giant paper mache bird is birdied.
I do like the free bird scene in that movie, though. That's fun. And then Alec Baldwin talking about how he's crying a lot lately. That part where he goes around and shows him like all the things that are going to have to be canceled because of his big shoe failure.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were trying to like stop global warming. He's like, well... That'll have to end now, or whatever, you know, and he just keeps taking him to all these different rooms. But that wasn't a sequel or a superhero movie.
Right, my point is, Hollywood, you know, kept on trying to make Orlando Bloom a star, and it just didn't work.
And Jude Law.
Ugh.
And Josh Hartnett.
At least they gave up on him.
Yeah. I actually kind of like him, but, you know, like, he works good in small roles, like in Sin City and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Where he gets to kind of play against type or whatever, but...
Okay, well, let's get back on track.
Sure.
Okay, so now they're going to bring in all these other stupid franchises out of mothballs, like Beverly Hills Cop. I mean, who the fuck wants to see a Beverly Hills Cop movie?
Yeah, nobody. Oh, and they keep talking about a Goonies movie again. They've been talking about that one for ages, but...
Why?
I know, it's like nobody
Goonies
cares.
Goonies wasn't even that successful when it came out.
And it was lame. I never liked that movie.
Oh, it was okay, but I only saw it once. But yeah, who the hell... I mean, okay, so if you have like a million internet fanboy geeks drooling on their keyboard, apparently that causes a movie to happen.
I guess.
See, Ghostbusters 3, I think, could work. And yeah. I actually don't think they should have the original cast in it, or if they do, I thought you and Dale's idea was really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, well, first of all, I mean, it sounds like if they do it, for some reason, Seth Rogen will be in it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And not just because he played
Harold Ramis' son
in Knocked Up. But, you know, it'll be... The thing is, it's a Sony movie, so Will Smith will be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be like Ernie Hudson's nephew or something, I don't know. And then he'll have a song, he'll be like, Ghostbustin', seeing the ghost, The Ecto-1 will be a Ford Mustang, because in every movie, everything turns into a Ford Mustang now.
Ugh.
Okay, I'm just referencing Knight Rider, but...
Well, and in Transformers, there was like the Mustang cop car.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, nothing really turned into it. I mean, it wasn't an original character.
That's true. Well, yeah.
You know, like how Bumblebee transformed into a Camaro?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Because he was a Volkswagen in the beginning. I'm just saying, Ecto-1 will be like some souped-up Ford... Wait a minute. Will Smith already drove a souped-up Ford Mustang in I Am Legend.
Yeah.
So maybe it will have to be something different.
And Will Smith already had his Ghostbusters movie, even though it was Aliens and was called Men in Black.
And that's exactly why they'll do it, because they know it'll work.
Yeah.
And then he'll just play Will Smith again. Like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man will be back, and he'll be like, oh, hell no!
Yeah, if they put Will Smith in it and put Ghostbusters on it, it would like be guaranteed to make $300 million, I would say.
Will Smith could like put his name on front of Ishtar, and it would make $300 million.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Well, I would like to see that Hancock movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it's not as bad as the reviews made it out to be, but... I read reviews, you know, they're like, well, this movie isn't very good, but if Will Smith can make it a success, then he is the biggest star. Yeah. And I was reading that and thinking, well, he is.
Yeah, he already is.
Yeah, surprise. which means in 10 years, people will be like ripping his nuts off like they are with Tom Cruise right now.
Yeah, maybe he'll go and jump on a couch or something.
Yeah, you know, Tom Cruise and Britney Spears should just like get loaded up with guns and go on a rampage. I mean, they've made companies shitloads of money. And why are people getting them shit, you know?
And then the companies end up shitting on them. At least Paramount did in Tom's case.
Yeah.
But now they kind of want him back, which I think is funny. Because, of course, they probably want to poop out Mission Impossible 4 or something.
Well, remember how Mission Impossible 3 was a failure because of Tom Cruise?
Yeah, even though it still, you know, made like about $200 million. And
actually, I thought that was the best one.
It was really good.
So, you know, they give J.J. Abrams, like, whatever he wants for making the failure, quote-unquote, Impossible 3. But it's Tom Cruise's fault that it failed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
I think it's just because no one cared and Mission Impossible 2 was crap. Even though it made money, it was crap.
Yeah.
And people just didn't want to see more crap. Anyway, I mean, all these... Can't they just come up with new ideas?
No.
I mean, who really wants to... I mean, yeah, Ghostbusters, I would go see it. It would probably work. Well, it could work, but...
If they do it the right way, it could work.
You know who else I think would be in it? I bet Will Ferrell would end up in it, because he's in a lot of Sony movies, too.
Oh, by the way, Hollywood, if you want a good idea for that movie, shoot me an email, because I'm sure the idea Dale and I came up with is way better than anything you're going to come up with.
I don't think they're going to shoot you an email, so maybe we should just say it.
Well, the idea was that the original Ghostbusters, because it would be lame to have them in the whole movie, they would actually be ghosts in it, and then there's new Ghostbusters that have to trap them and hunt them down. Because, of course, at the beginning of the movie, there'd be something with, like, the original Ghostbusters, and they go to, like, stop some, you know, evil ghost or whatever, and they get killed by it.
Mm-hmm.
So then these new Ghostbusters, like, go after the same ghost, and then they encounter the original Ghostbusters, and shenanigans ensue.
I think that would be cool.
So there you go. Because that way it solves the whole thing of having the original cast in it, briefly at least, or in a supporting role, but bringing in new blood.
Because look at like Indiana Jones 4. I mean, even though I was just ripping on him, Shia LaBeouf is actually probably the best thing about that movie.
Yeah.
It's like, why not just make a movie about him?
Yeah, it's like, it wasn't fun watching Harrison Ford, like, creak around and just basically do nothing but get captured for that whole movie.
Like that chase in the jungle with the truck, even though it was all bullshit. Harrison Ford is basically AWOL for the whole sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, with the Ghostbusters thing, just start completely from scratch, or... I wouldn't say reboot it, but I mean, yeah, why the Ghostbusters, maybe they have a franchise, you know?
Yeah.
Open a Ghostbusters in your own town.
Yeah.
And another thing is, they should, like, get out of the city. They should go to, like, the New Jersey, like, in the, what's it called, where the Jersey Devil is. Yeah, but what's that called? The Barrens, the Pine Barrens. They should go to, like, the Pine Barrens in New Jersey. They should, like, leave the city, you know? Because it's more, you know, it's like one of those old, like, movie things is you take a character and you show them comfortable and then you put them someplace where they don't fit and that's how you make it more interesting.
Yeah.
You know, so like send the Ghostbusters to Iowa or something or New Jersey would be probably close enough.
Yeah, that would work.
Well, yeah. But, I don't know. I think it would, you probably see more older actors in it. Like, yeah, I could totally see Will Smith, Will Ferrell, Seth Rogen, and for some reason I keep thinking Ellen Page would be in it.
They could have James Cromwell in it as, like, the, you know, sleazy asshole, like, city official guy.
Oh, here's the one thing. It should not be directed by Ivan Reitman. Ivan Reitman is done.
Stop giving him money.
Well, Jason Reitman, obviously.
Yeah.
That would make perfect sense. I mean, he's actually proven himself to be a modern, you know, successful comedy dude.
Yeah.
And he's at least the son of Ivan Reitman.
Yeah.
I mean, which made more money, my super ex-girlfriend or Juno? Swish, the end.
Yep. And he did Thank You for Smoking as well.
Oh, J.K. Simmons should be in it then.
There you go.
Yes, and Aaron Eckhart.
Well, Eckhart should be in everything.
And Sam Elliott, he'd be like, well, I know there's a ghost that's going to get you all, but I have a roadhouse.
Yeah, Sam Elliott would have to be, if they go to, like, Iowa or something, of course, he'd have to be, like, the local, like, sheriff or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of crap.
See, I think Seth Rogen could work as, like, the Dan Aykroyd character.
Yeah.
And Will Smith would probably be, like, the Bill Murray, like, you know...
Wisecracking.
Yeah, mouth of the company.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad Sigourney Weaver probably couldn't be in it, but, yeah.
Because she is awesome.
I know she is.
Did Sigourney Weaver ever have any kids? Maybe she has some awesome daughter that could be in it.
Some awesome daughter? Well, okay, so I guess we really didn't complain about franchises being revived. We just talked about Ghostbusters 3, but I guess my thing is they're going to be looking at all these old movies now and wanting to bring them back, whether they should or not.
Well, like Lethal Weapon, that'll be another one they'll probably try to reboot for some dumb reason.
Oh, they've been trying to make Mad Max 4 for God knows how long. It's like, now that would be ridiculous because it's been 24 years since the last Mad Max movie.
And they've been trying to make like King Conan for a long time.
I don't think that'll happen. But
that won't happen unless they decide to not have Arnold in it and have, like, The Rock or
something. I was reading that Arnold can't be governor past 2010, no matter what, for some reason.
Oh, maybe because it'd be two terms?
Yeah, I think it was in that article.
Because his first term was, like, a partial.
Right, it was in that article that was where those people were trying to, like, get him recalled.
Okay.
They mentioned... So if Arnold got recalled, it would be a total recall.
Oh, no! There's a hell of a movie.
Yes! See, if they're going to make, like, dig up these old movies, instead of, like, digging up old franchises, why not just make some 80s-style movies? I mean, that's what people want.
Yes.
You know? At least that's what I want.
Yeah, I think the thing with, like, the Ghostbusters sequel is it's, like, if they do it right, it could work. But most of these other ones, it's just, like, leave them dead. Like, Clint Eastwood's even said that, like, he'll keep getting asked every few years about doing another Dirty Harry. And he's like, I'm, like, in my mid-70s. Now he's, like, in his late 70s. But he's like, what the hell's it gonna be? Me retired out, like, fishing? He's like, who the hell wants to watch that?
That's a good point. Well, okay, and then like with Batman, so they'll either, you know, bring franchises back or reboot them. I mean, we already saw that with the Hulk. We're like, oh, this movie came out, what, 5 years ago? Let's reboot it already.
And then it made like the same amount of money.
Well, I knew things were getting bad. I read something on Dark Horizons. It's like the producers of that CG Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie,
they
want to do a live-action movie now, but they already want to reboot it. And because they said they basically compared it to Batman. Okay, first of all, the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie was better than The Dark Knight. Secondly,
what? I mean, that isn't even. That's just like an attempt to say something totally stupid. There's no
way
you believe that.
That was a great movie.
Go and watch it again sometime without nostalgia at your side.
Okay, I agree. Part two is pretty lame.
I mean, I like it and all, but
I know
Christ.
You have it on DVD.
Well, of course. I've got all three of them. I've even got the one where they go to China or whatever.
Okay, my point is, every movie these days, they're like, okay, well, we're going to do such and such, and it's every movie that, everything in production, they either want to make it like The Dark Knight or The Bourne Ultimatum seems to be the other one. You know, that's, those movies have influenced everything now, and it's just lame.
Well, it's like they're already talking about rebooting Superman again.
See,
it's just like, Jesus, come on.
I think they should have probably done that when they made the last one, like in 2006.
Yeah,
they were going to, but then they didn't.
Well, they shouldn't have just made it a continuation, because it's supposed to pick up after, like, part two.
Which
and just pretend that
sense.
Three and four don't exist, but...
Yeah, but again, it's like, you know, who the hell remembers part two? Or even if you did, who cares?
Yeah. But it's like they're already talking about rebooting that, and it's just like, come on.
Yeah. It's just, you know, just when you have hope that Hollywood might start making some original stuff, yeah.
So well, that's the thing, because every now and then these ones will squeak through, you know, like you'll have like a Juno that makes over $100 million, or like Devil Wears Prada. Oh, wow, look, you know, a female-oriented movie, or Get Smart, and... you know, and the Mamma Mias of the world or whatever come along. But then you get all this, like, derivative shit. I think we talked about it before where it's like, you know, it seemed like almost every damn weekend this summer there was a freaking superhero movie.
Now there's going to be even more.
Yeah.
So like, not only will they, you know, dredge up, you know, third and fourth and fifth tier superhero movies because Iron Man was successful, but now
stuff they
already tried, they'll try again. Like, I mean...
Well, they've already tried how many times with, like, The Punisher?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think they're actually going to try again with that.
Well, did the sequel to that even come out?
Well, there was, like, that original one way back in the 90s with, like, Dolph Lundgren. Then they made the one with Thomas Jane and Travolta as the villain, I think. And I think now they're talking about, like, rebooting it again and just making another one. And it's like, it's The Punisher. Nobody gives a shit. Let it go. I wouldn't even know who the hell the Punisher was if it wasn't for the fact that they'd made two shitty movies based off of it.
Then I was reading an article on a website that Disney was looking at their summer. Like, well, Prince Caspian didn't do nearly what we hoped, and Wall-E only made $220 million, so we should get on this superhero bandwagon. So they're going through their archives looking for things that could be, like, superhero-ish.
Ugh.
And, you know, they could just dust off The Rocketeer. She's like, ring, ring, hello, this is Jennifer Connelly, I am not eating a sandwich. What? You want me to be in Rocketeer 2? Okay!
Hello, this is Timothy Dalton. I'm not busy either.
Hello, I'm that one guy who is the star of the Rocketeer. What? What? Okay, I'll do it, just give me food!
Food and lodging is all I require.
The Rocketeer could have been a cool... Well, I mean, back when I was a younger kid, I thought it was cool, but watching it now, it doesn't hold up. It's actually kind of boring because really not much happens in it. But.
Yeah. I remember that was like a big thing when it came out, though, and it was cool at the time, but...
You know who they need to make? They need to make a frickin' Doc Savage movie.
That was one that was talked about a long time with Arnold.
Yeah, and Chuck Russell. That would have been awesome.
Eraser Men.
Yes! And Scorpion King.
Yes! Catch this. One I'm surprised they haven't rebooted yet is Flash Gordon, of all things.
Oh, they're talking about it.
Are they?
Yeah. Because Steven Summers has been wanting to do that for a while now.
Because, I mean, that's just a horrendous movie. It's a hell of a lot of fun to watch as a shitty movie, but it's not good at all. And it just, it's one that people actually know of that, you know, is out there, I guess, that they could do something with, but...
Well, I still think... I know I've said this many times, even on the podcast, but the one movie Hollywood could remake that could make a lot of money is The Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got special effects, you could have love stories, you could have real-life filming, it has God stuff, it's Jewish and Christian. Yeah, it would be like printing money.
See, the thing that would suck with that, though, is there'd be like all kinds of, like, you know, digital armies of people in it and stuff. I mean, it would still make a bunch of money, but... The great thing about, like, watching that or watching Lawrence of Arabia is, like, when you look at it and you see, like, thousands of people on a hillside, you know that that's actually, like, thousands of people.
Right.
And that's, like, what helped kind of bring the grandeur and epicness to those movies.
Yeah, I've even thought that doing Posthumous Man or Posthumous Woman or whatever we're calling it. I mean, granted, Posthumous Woman isn't quite as good as, you know, Lawrence of Arabia or The Ten Commandments. Yeah,
it's close, but...
We did... By and large, most everything in the movie we just did. There aren't very many special effects in it.
Yeah.
And even that, I think, you know what, it looks better, and it's easier because you don't have to, like, mess around with the effects, and, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that you shot that shot last night. I mean, when the possum pushes the truck over and everything's on fire, it's actually real and it looks perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the second shot, which is, you know, only about 75% real, and it still looks good, but... You know it's not real because it isn't, and yeah. But I don't know. I really think, you know, they're probably looking at, like, the Dark Knight. It's like, well, Dark Knight almost made as much as Titanic, and all this. It's like, oh, maybe we found the secret key. And I don't know if Dark Knight really made as much money as Titanic for the same reasons. I think their best shot for Titanic style money for the same reasons as Titanic would be The Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
I mean, the Titanic was a remake. I mean, you had, like, A Night to Remember in 1958 or whenever it was, and I think there was another one.
There was another, like, just Titanic movie, like, in the 70s, I think, so...
Right. I mean, hell, it's been, like, 52 years since Ten Commandments came out, and why not?
Yeah.
But
there's no Chuck Heston in the world anymore.
Oh, I'm sure they could, you know, find somebody for it.
They could manufacture one. And a Yul Brynner. Maybe Vin Diesel could play the Yul Brynner role.
Moses, I'm not going to let your people go because I build my cities one pyramid at a time.
But he's got that voice that sounds like it's from the depths of hell. That'd be awesome.
I'm telling you, though, that'd be the movie.
Yeah.
And you know, it's based off, like, fact.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, depending on your opinion.
Well, yeah, it's off of a well-known story, at the very least.
Right,
so.
And then, you know, it's got Egypt stuff in it, it's got pyramids.
Yes.
I think it'd be almost cool if they did that, if they had kind of a Chariots of the Gods angle to it.
Yeah.
It's like, they could be very ambiguous and maybe make it almost like God is an alien, because there's actually schools of thought that, you know, when the Israelites were led out of Egypt, it was, what was it, a cloud of smoke by day and a pillar of fire by night, and there's speculation that, you know, that was actually exhaust from a UFO, that they were actually following a UFO out of Egypt and all this, and of course all the shit that got dumped on Egypt, you know, that was all aliens and stuff. I mean, it could have been. You know, it goes along with the thing, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by nuclear weapons.
I never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway... There's all sorts of angles, and it would be somewhat controversial because it's religious, just like that, you know, the Jesus movie that Mel Gibson did. It's like, oh, this movie's not going to do anything, and it's controversial. People are going to hate it. Made shitloads of money.
Yeah. Made all the money. And so, Mel can do whatever the hell he wants now.
Yes, apparently, even if he gets pulled over, he can do whatever he wants.
That's right. He can get pulled over, he can play or do Apocalypto, he can have a crazy-ass beard. Doesn't matter.
I know, he looked like Saddam Hussein, the Unabomber's love child.
I know, I loved those pictures of him with that freaking beard. Well, that was kind of like I was commenting on that football player last night, where He got two drunk driving things or whatever last year, even got suspended from the league for a couple of games, gets traded to the Vikings, and they hand him like 30-some million dollars in guaranteed money. And I'm like, Jesus, if this guy were like an actor in Hollywood, he'd be crucified. And he probably wouldn't get, you know, shit for work for a couple of years, but this guy gets like all kinds of money because he can, you know, tackle a guy.
Well, that's all that really matters with that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, well, Tom Cruise's movies make money and Mel Gibson's movies make money. You'd think that would be good enough, too. But
and whatever you do, don't drive with a baby on your lap or whatever that was.
Yeah, no, I actually have felt sorry for Britney Spears anymore, but she seems to be coming around. I guess she was at the VMAs or whatever the other day and did well or something, so maybe she's going to bounce back from all of the bullshit. So it's like, yeah, you know what, she did some stupid stuff, but you know what, she's a person too.
She's never had a drug arrest that I've read. She's had like a DUI. I mean, there's people that have, stars a lot younger and a lot more like, you know, well-respected that have done worse than her. And
oh, yeah.
I think people just want her. Well, Miley Cyrus, she'll be next. I mean, you just watch.
Yeah, they just like to, you know, build people up so they can tear them down. That's kind of how the media works.
Like in Spider-Man, he's like, eventually they will hate you. Godspeed, Speedman.
Yes. Godspeed, Speedman.
Poor rich actors.
Yes, I don't know how they cope. They probably can at least count their houses.
Yeah. yeah, so I guess the moral of our story is, Hollywood, if you're going to reboot and dig up stuff, you know, why don't you, like, go a little further back in time and, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, like, stuff, you know, like Flash Gordon, okay, it makes sense. It was a piece of shit at the time, and
well, the thing is, it was never successful at the time, so why not try to get it right?
Exactly.
That's kind of like with the remakes. You might as well remake a movie that didn't quite work rather than remake one that did.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Planet of the Apes, I mean, why?
Yeah, pretty much. But then it made a bunch of money, so I guess that was the why.
It was crap. Yeah, so I think that about covers it.
All right.
We had our obligatory Bible alien discussion every podcast. And
Egypt got in there, so
Egypt, yeah. Defense of Spider-Man 2 and Tom Cruise.
All of the, see, that's our checklist. Like when Spielberg was making Temple of Doom, going check, you know, we have this checklist that has like Tom Cruise and Egypt and aliens.
So do you think Tom Cruise really ate that placenta?
I don't think so. And even if he did, who cares? There's like perfectly normal people that do that as well.
You say Tom Cruise isn't perfectly normal?
Well, he is like ridiculously wealthy and jumps on couches.
So what did you think of him in Tropic Thunder?
I thought he was one of the better parts of it, although I thought his thing got a little tired, like, hearing him swear every other, you know,
yeah, he wasn't
sentence.
Really, it was kind of more than a cameo. I mean, I thought he was going to have a cameo, but
yeah, he was actually, like, a supporting role in it.
Yeah, if you put someone on screen long enough, no matter how much makeup they have on, you're eventually going to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
Actually, even though it's pretty obvious, I wouldn't call it unrecognizable.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's Tom. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was funny at first, but then, yeah, after a while, I just got kind of tired because he's just, like, you know, swearing up a storm. And obviously, I'm not adverse to profanity, but I guess whenever I start to get bothered by profanity in a movie, I know it's too much, because
especially when it's from Tom, your hero.
Yes. Then you know it must be really bad.
Oh, I read something the other day that, like, what's his name? Boz Luhrmann or Luhrmann?
Luhrmann. Moulin Rouge man.
Moulin Rouge man said that his Australia movie was going to make more than Titanic.
He said that?
Yeah!
Wow, that's pretty ballsy.
Well, it does have Naomi Watts and Nicole Kidman in it.
And huge Jackman.
So how could it not be the best movie ever made? Hey, we should do a podcast about actors and actresses who need to be in more movies.
Oh, that's right, because we have quite the list.
Yes, well, yeah. That's one of the reasons I want to see Star Trek, because Winona Ryder's getting work again, so she won't have to shoplift.
Yeah. You can buy that purse now, little girl.
We use these to pay for goods and services. All right, well, I think we'll let you go, but hopefully we'll have our new format podcast soon, and we'll keep you posted on when Possum's Man 2, Possum's Woman, is coming out.
I just won't even say it anymore.
Oh, discuss in comments. What movies do you think should be remade or rebooted? Since that's about all we're going to get now, since there won't be any more new ideas.
So we might as well get what we want to see.
Yeah.
Out of the slim pickings.
Mm-hmm. They already remade House on Haunted Hill, didn't they?
Yeah, and House of Wax they remade, and... Yeah, a bunch of those horror movies are, like, remakes, because a lot of them are, like, remakes of Japanese movies or whatever, too, so...
Oh, they gotta stop doing that, too. It worked once.
Yeah.
Alright.
Adios.
Later, fellas, and people, and women, and guys, and girls, and robots.